need a break? Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
What an amazing song that is. I hope you agree with me. The Winds of Change by Scorpions. Well, an oldie but a goodie. Talking about oldie and goodie, Irene's not with me today, so you've got me. And I thought maybe I'd just do a little bit of reflection, actually, of how things have changed. So we're going to have a theme today of change. Yeah. What has changed? And as I think back, I've just been celebrating 20 years being on a eCal team, and maybe that's what's made me think about change and how, you know, we go along in life and things push us one way or the other that causes that change. And sometimes you need a wee push, don't you? You need a bit of a push to make a change, and you always think, oh, I might do that or I might do that, but something comes along and gives you that wee push. And sometimes it's not the nicest of stuff. It might be like a redundancy, which is hugely stressful at the time. And then when you reflect back, you think, actually, maybe that was one of the best things that ever happened, because it pushed me in a different direction. You know, it forced me to change. So yeah, it'd be interesting to know, you know, as we think about today, what have we changed? And is it because we've been pushed to do that change, or actually is it we've just taken the leap of faith and decided to change? You know, the future's in us, isn't it? And I think they said that in the song as well, didn't they? The future is in us. So what do we do? What do we grab, you know, as the changes come along? I think also, though, as we think about change, that, you know, there are things that do affect change. And as I'm thinking about the times we're living in right at the moment, you know, we're not in the greatest of economic times for many of us. And so that has to bring about changes, you know, changes in the way we live. And are some of these changes sometimes for the better? There's a thought. It is tough. It's tough, though, when the economic times are not that great. But we have to make those changes to be able to carry on, but also to be able to carry on feeling happy within ourselves as well. You know, do we go back, you know, thinking about me and my vegetable garden and all of that? You know, does that become more important? Do we, you know, think about the things that we have, or, you know, that we even that we eat, that actually we could have made that ourselves, or we could have grown that ourselves? And does that what economic times push us to do? Or do we just muddle by thinking, it's okay, it'll get better, and still do with all of those things that, you know, we want to do? And does that kind of cause that real stress, you know, when, you know, things are tough, but you want everything that you've always had. And if we're not willing to give it up, is that going to cause even more stress, where sometimes actually we can just look at our lives and think, actually, I don't need that. And that's just marketing that, you know, has told me I need that. Now, you know that if Irene was here, and I'm on that bandwagon too, marketing, we're marketed at every single second of our lives, whether we like it or not. And I think it's so important sometimes to really question that marketing. And maybe it's the time now, you know, as it is a little bit tough out there, that we kind of think, hang on, why do I need this? Do I really need it? Why have I even got it? Yeah, because you've been marketed at. You've been caught out. You've been marketed at. And now we kind of think, one thing I look about to look around also in coming out of these tough economic times is all of the subscriptions that you have, again, been marketed at, or, you know, you've subscribed to that particular thing because it was a dollar or whatever it was. And they all soon add up, don't they? So maybe have a look through those, all of the subscriptions that you have that maybe you don't even know that you have anymore, and get rid of some of them, you know. So again, little changes. Do you actually need that particular subscription? So think about it. I also think, you know, as we go through and thinking about, I suppose, my life in the last few years, it has really changed since I did some extra study. And for some of those, you know, where we take time off to do that study, it does shift us in a different direction. Well, hopefully it does. You know, it gives us more knowledge to be able to make that change. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that my study doing my PhD was on international doctors coming into New Zealand. And we hear so much on the news, don't we, now, about the shortage of doctors, the crumbling health system that we have. And so how do we keep the doctors here? How do we make them feel that they belong? They've made a huge change, you know, to come here. And maybe they never realized actually how far away New Zealand really is. You know, you don't just pop back anywhere from New Zealand, do you? And so for many of our international doctors coming in, that's a huge decision they've made to come and practice here, and a huge change for them. It might be a huge change for them in culture, but also in the way we practice. And so having done my study and recognizing some of these challenges and the changes, you know, and decisions that some of our international doctors have made has really now prompted me to help them. So I am just on a journey now. So here's my little change, on a journey now to help our international doctors as they come into New Zealand to fit in, to figure out how things work around here, to give them the tools to be able to settle, but without losing themselves. And I think that's so, so important, you know, not to lose yourself along the way. You know, you are who you are, and that's why you're so great, you know, because you do have those things. Yes, we all have to adjust. Absolutely. It doesn't matter where we go. We all have to adjust, whether it's the workplace that we're, you know, a new workplace that we're starting, or whether it's the country that we're going into. There's always that a little adjustment or adaption that we need. But we don't want to lose ourselves. And sometimes I think where we go into somewhere very, very different, and that adaption is quite a big adaption, then we feel that, you know, we do feel we're losing ourselves, and the change is too big, and sometimes it's too big that actually we end up, you know, going home. So it's been really interesting for me as I start this journey and pilot these courses to think, well, how can I assist the international doctors feel like they can belong? Give them those tools and resources to think, well, how can I feel like I belong, but not actually lose myself along the way? And I think that's really, really important to you know, to think about as well. So, well, look, that's enough gabble for me for a moment. Let's take another few songs, and we'll think about change. And so coming up now, Sheryl Crow, A Change Would Do You Good. if you've just joined us, I'm prattling away today about change and those things that force us to change, like redundancy, like economic times, study maybe that you've pivoted in a different direction. I'd love to hear what you've changed just recently and why you've changed that. Is it that just that leap of faith and I just want to change and I'm going to give it a go? Or has something forced that change? You know, and even though really scary at the time, you've done it. And it's like anything. I suppose if we haven't tried it, we don't know what it's going to be like. So it's all very well sitting there going, oh, no, I can't do that. Or, no, that's no good. If you've never tried it, you have no idea. So take that leap of faith and make that change. Try that particular thing and give it a go and see whether actually, you know, that you're saying to yourself, wow, I can do this. And I think that's important as we think about the change that we have. We are very hesitant. We're anxious. But actually, once we give it a go, we realize we can do this. So as you're thinking about what you need to change, take the leap of faith. And just remember, until you've tried it, you don't know whether you can do that. Well, I think that's enough prattling on from me today. We'll have Irene back next week, but I'm going to leave you with a few more songs just to go with our theme today. David Bowie coming up with Changes, and gosh, who else have we got? Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. Hey guys, I'll see you the same time, same place next week, and remember to think about what are you going to change and share that on our Facebook page.
Don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild in dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
The ripples change the sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where the shame you've left is up to her next and in.
Time may change me, but you can't twist time.
Strange fascination, fascinating. Our changes are taking the pace I'm going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Oh, look out, you rock and rollers.
But I can't trace time.
I said that time may change me, but I can't trace time.
Asking can you change your mind?
Sugars, brought to you by Delacro Communication, delacro.co.nz.